Sure, well, I got here a couple of notes. Wagner was born by Leipzig, 1813. He grew up a little crazy, but he wrote a couple of good tunes. First, to give you an idea, here's a little song from an opera about Sieglinde, who is married to Siegmund, but she's his sister. Who would believe that? So here's a tune from that one. It's called Giddyap Horsey. Sure. Well, next summer, he wasn't playing the horses no more. He was writing an opera, betitled Lohengrin. In this one, some people got married, and Wagner wrote a little music they could walk in the church while the band was playing it. Today, they still play that tune, but they play it on an organ. But in Wagner's time, they didn't have one. All they had was trumpets, trombones, drums, piano, flutes, oboe. Maybe they had organ, too. I don't know. I ain't looked it up. He was a little crazy in the head already. Sure. Wagner also wrote Götterdämmerung. You should excuse the expression. It's too complicated to explain because when... Well, you see, Siegfried was a big, handsome anti-Nazi, he claimed later. And Sieglinde, Alberich, Fafnir, well, the Nibelungen with a group of fellas. Brünnhilde says to herself, ho, jo, to, ho. And Siegfried answers, ho, ho, schmieds mein Hammer. Erda, on the other hand, says to Wotan, weicher. You know something? Wagner was a little crazy in the head already. Sure, that was the magic fire music. You know, when they play in this music in the Metropolitan Opera House by New York, on the stage, they got fire there. It ain't really fire. They got steam there, schlitzing through the pipes from the basement with the red lights on it. Looks just like fire, but it ain't. That Wagner, well. Now the orchestra's playing the forest murmurs music. In the forest is talking two birds. One tiny little bird says to the other tiny little bird, was ist der Bekreuzen von des beksnempnische fühlicher schnüdelschließenden geißnissen gesängen? In English, this means about the same thing. Except the other little bird don't speak English. Listen carefully on the music, and Mr. Green gives you the birds. Sure. Now comes a very interesting development. In the bottom of the Rhine River is a lot of gold. A bunch of maidens live there, also dwarfs, who are in the Rhine. The dwarfs are called the Nibelungen. And like I said, they're protecting the gold. We're coming to a joke. The first maiden is called Miss Rheingold of 1502. That's the joke. Sure. Well, that's as low as we go. Wagner wrote a couple other pieces, but they don't fit in the jukebox. He's got one number about Tristan and Isolde, but we ain't got it. All we got left is the end.